Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. It's that time of the week, my friend.
It is that time of the week. How are you?
I'm great. I'm back on the other side of the table here, and we got to go over last week's challenge.
We share one chair on this show.
I said, name actor and musician Jack Black's comedic band. Rearrange the letters in this band's name, and you can spell a 10-letter word for some things that are sought on college campuses. What are they?
Well, the band you are referring to is Tenacious D.
Indeed.
And if you rearrange those letters, you can spell educations.
Which I'm not sure you'll get from a Tenacious D album, but it's fun anyway.
You get a certain kind of an education, I would think. All right, Ian, it is the final Friday of the year, which means once again it is time for our annual Any Questions clearance sale. This week we'll empty out the trivia tote bags and use up some leftover questions from categories we did during 2014. As always, no refunds will be given, as all sales are final. From show number 128 about units of time, what is the common name for the feast day celebrated by the Catholic Church on November 1st? And which was established after the number of martyrs became so large that a separate feast day couldn't be assigned to each one.
Huh, All Saints Day?
It's called All Saints Day, yes. Very good.
I never knew that.
It is also called All Hallows, which is where we get the term for October 31st, All Hallows Eve, which was shortened to Halloween. From show number 137 about breakfast cereals. Beginning in 1971, General Mills introduced five cereals collectively referred to as the Monster Cereals. The group included Fruit Brute and Yummy Mummy. Name any two of the other three.
I think I got one.
All right.
Frankenberry.
Frankenberry
oh,
is one.
Count Chocula.
That is the second one. Do you know what the third one is?
Booberry?
Booberry is right, yeah. And in 2013, all five cereals were available for the first time simultaneously during the Halloween season, and they printed some of the boxes with the original retro packaging. From show number 139 about license plates. In part to aid in identifying them in an emergency, all 50 states allow amateur radio operators to display what on their license plates instead of a standard issue plate number?
Their call letters?
Yeah, their call letters or their call sign. That's exactly right. Yeah. And Texas allows such operators to put the call sign on plates of multiple vehicles, so it's possible that a person in Texas could own more than one vehicle with the same plate number.
Huh.
From show number 150, about 1864. Chronicling the travels of German professor Otto Leidenbrock, Journey to the Center of the Earth is an 1864 novel and the third in a series of 54 novels called The Extraordinary Journeys by what French author?
That's Jules Verne.
It is indeed Jules Verne. And since 1979, Verne is the second most translated author in the world, between Agatha Christie, who's first, and Shakespeare, who's third.
Wow.
Right. And finally, from show number 164, about the Nobel Peace Prize. Since the Nobel Peace Prize was first given out in 1901, there have been 20 years in which it was not awarded. 9 of those years occurred between 1914 and 1918, or between 1939 and 1943. During what two events?
World Wars 1 and 2.
That is correct. And 2 of the 3 years that the prize was given out during one of those two wars, it went to the International Committee of the Red Cross. We're going to go finish our tidying up around here. In the meantime, drop us a line, quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can revisit these leftover questions at wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge to take us into 2015. Mike?
Start with the two-word name of a show you hear on WAMC. Replace the initial consonant sound of the first word with a sh sound, and phonetically you'll get the last name of a person you hear on WAMC. What is the show, and who is the person?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, we'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll see you in the new year.
See you in 2015.